Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Good afternoon, Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. I'm in the Golden Mastermind coaching office where I do a lot of my coaching one-on-one. So welcome to Facebook Live on the last Tuesday of August 2020. What a very fast year ahead has been. So I will let the Facebook Live populate and then we'll move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. So already I see Eric, Aaron, Duke, good to see you on today's Facebook Live. Yvonne, contact me after the Facebook Live if you get a chance. Kevin Clinton Paulson, as always, my brother, good to see you. Michelle, Cassie, welcome, welcome, welcome. Marina, good afternoon. Good to see you here this afternoon, Marina, my sister. Michelle, as always, give me a fist five. Thank you for being on today's Facebook Live. Kimberly in beautiful Lake Tahoe, welcome. Henry, welcome. Yvonne, I have a few free moments, Yvonne, if you want to get in touch with me. Berenice, love watching your branding. Lori, thank you for being on today's Facebook Live. A very, very interesting set of circumstances that are happening. If you are watching what is going on in Kenosha, Wisconsin, let's all say a prayer for one of my clients. My client, Bill Blagg. Bill Blagg, if you want to look him up on Facebook and send him some love. Bill is a rock star magician. Like, Bill is a big-time magician. Bill is the type of magician. Bill is a magician. He is Las Vegas type of quality, and he does shows with 2,000 or more. I had a coaching session with Bill today, and he canceled because he said he has to prepare for the vigil that's going on. So let's all just say a prayer for our brother Bill Blagg and his family in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Bill is a first-class human being, so if some of you can send him some love, that would be good, or friend him, Bill, B-L-A-G-G. Lisa Pazanza, Sky in Southern California, welcome. Roseanne, as always, good to see you, Roseanne. My sister from another mister, Roseanne, was my client from Kansas, one of a state that I grew up very near, so welcome. I have a great Facebook Live for you today. It's a term that I have used for many years. I am me, I am free. And I own a museum about 2 miles from my house, and in my museum is a big wooden sign that one of my clients, Pete Tamillo, had made for me, I am me, I am free. I recently had some buyers in my building as I was liquidating some of my possessions, and I was selling gas pumps car memorabilia and neon signs, and the gentleman wanted to buy the sign, I am me, I am free, and I told him that was not for sale because that itself is a very unique sign that was made specifically for me and that would not be for sale. Now, this is a guy who bought a 15-foot gas pump from me and bought a lot of other possessions, but I would not sell that. So I'm also getting a message from Charlene De La Cruz. She works for one of the parties, is a spokesperson, one of the two parties, and is really doing her part for our country. So another thank you to Charlene De La Cruz, who is in Hawaii. And unfortunately, she informed me that Hawaii is now under complete lockdown. So if that is challenging, I understand. Monica Hendricks, good to see you. Awesome to see you, Monica. Kayla Kershaw. So let's move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. And also a moment of gratitude for all of you who have been my clients, my friends, who supported me over the years. Deep, deep appreciation for all of you. You are first-class human beings. And the courage that you and we all have together in this vigil, this narrative, this challenging times in American history, it really takes some courage to sit right in the middle of it. Be a mom. Be a business owner, be a person of influence and affluence, and not get overwhelmed by everything that's going on around you. So in the term, I am me, I am free, it means that without any degree of guilt or grief or selfishness or any emotions that are anxiety, fear, and doubt, do your best to sit in your body and do an abdominal breath. Access the breath that comes from the bottom of your abdomen, bring it up to your mouth and release it. Then fall right into it. Just like fall, let your body fall right into it. Take the breaths and use the word release. To the best of your ability, use the word release. I coached a woman today who was very pissed off about what she sees going on in society. Now, his assistant said, like, oh, there's nothing, you cannot control the outcome. This is not a situation to try and make sense of. It's a situation that you adapt and adjust to every single day because there's been so much has happened to us in the last 4 or 5 months that it's like your head could our heads could swivel, and we're not here to make sense of it. Adapt and adjust. One of the situations you can do, if you're a mom with children and you're put in a position that now all of a sudden you're a homeschooling mom, you're a teacher mom, adapt and adjust to do the best you can. I realize that you're not, this wasn't your calling to and to do this, but it you're there right now and be your best to do it. Or if you had a business that was affected by everything that's going on, you want to be your best today and not personalize it, not being pissed off at anyone, doing your best, do your best not to be in conflict, because that's what will free you from anxiety, fear, and doubt. So your ego will do everything in its power to take you back to an emotionally addicted state, and you will be addicted to a set of feelings: anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, apathy, and pride. And those emotions are what create the neurological network of neurons that wire and fire that form the feelings that we become emotionally addicted to. Now, as you become skilled, it's a become state, as you are becoming skilled at separating your feelings from events, then you won't relapse as frequently. I had the privilege of coaching Aaron Knight this morning. Aaron is the poster boy, and I had a woman, Aaron is really a poster boy, or poster man, of a man who's starting to address a lifetime of being overwhelmed and unorganized. And being unorganized is one of those difficult addictions to overcome because it becomes everywhere. Just the fact that, and I ask Aaron, you know, what's in your bank account now? And he let me know. I mean, it's a major breakthrough for him, but it can be for any or all of you. I have seen tremendous progress. And those of you that I had the privilege to coach, I mean, I watched some of you that I coached for 5 months, 6 months, and 2 years, and a year. I mean, I watched, you may not see it in your bank account, but it's your emotional state that begins to change the neurological network of neurons that wire and fire to change who and what you attract. Do your best not to let the pandemic, COVID, the riots and all the other situations that are going on, the election, the governor, the mayor, the president, do your best. And that's all it is to be you and to be free. Free your analytical mind from the ego that holds on to being a child who is traumatized. Free your mind, free your body from how overwhelmed you are at a future that hasn't happened. Do your best not to focus on the mask and all the other fucked up things that are being thrown at you. Do your best not to try and get into when's it going to be normal. I can't wait till it's normal. I mean, new normal, all these words, narrative, pivot, all these new words are being invented. You can get a headache just trying to let go of it. Really learn to let go. There's never been a better time than right here, right now. That's what I am me, I am free. There's never been a better time to really learn how to be patient, how to be forgiving, how to accept gratitude. How to accept acceptance. I mean, that's a whole workshop in itself, accepting acceptance. How do I accept this? You accept it by isness. It is, accept it. I mean, it is what it is. Be able to accept it because you can't control the future and you want to let go of the regret of the past. That's the present. So that's right here and that's right now. If you own a business or you have a job, and if you have a job, I suggest this. It's so counterproductive to tell yourself you hate your job. I hate my job. I hate my job. All right, so you might not like your job, but do your best to move out of hating it. Do your best to give your employer the energy that he or she deserves. Do your best to leave in a relaxed body so that if you do have a business, you don't bring the hate of the job into your home life and then think you're going to be able to magically, mythically change who and what you attract. I mean, this really requires courage. It's a quality. It's not an emotion. It requires courage to grab that ladder, that rung of the ladder, pull yourself up and look over the landscape and not get overwhelmed by it. It takes courage to sit here and right now and be able to see an outcome that has not happened. It requires courage to be able to start a new business. I coached a woman today, had my best coaching session with her in 2 years. She had a lot of chaos for years, and I just saw a breakthrough in her today where it's starting to come together for her. Then, so what that is, that's the hazy way. That's like I was a black and white photographer when I was 19 years old back in the 70s. I had an Olympus OM-1, And one of the techniques that one of my teachers taught me was how to put Vaseline on the lens of one of my lenses. And so it created a hazy wave in the viewfinder, and it created a unique picture. Well, so what that means, the fog's beginning to lift. I live in Northern California, and for a few days there was these little white particles dropping. You'd step outside, and it would smell like I remember going to hay rides back when I was a kid, and we had the gas barrels that we would fill up with wood and stuff, and you just smell that smelling. And so yeah, I could smell that, and I could feel that. So and that's what it was like for the last few days. And it's going to be your responsibility to sit right in the middle of it all and let go of your anxiety about an outcome that hasn't happened and focus on results. Now, the freedom you're seeking is the freedom from the past and the freedom from the future, the worry of it, the regret of it, so you can be here right now. And the more present you are, that's what changes your emotions. That's what changes your energy. That's what allows you to let go of anxiety. If you have performance anxiety, performance about taking a real estate test, anxiety about taking a test to go to college, if you have performance anxiety about picking up the telephone, well, typically what that will create is that'll create performance avoidance. That's what procrastination is. It's avoiding an outcome that hasn't happened. That's what letting go is, separating feelings from the events that shape them, so that you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feeling, so that you are you and you are free. And that's what freedom is, just in the song Me and My Bobby McGee. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. That was Kris Kristofferson wrote the song, and then Janet Joplin sang it. And if you remember the words to that, that's what it was from back in the day. So your freedom is emotional freedom right now. Now, there's a technique called EFT, emotional freedom technique. It's called tapping. I have a client in New Jersey who does it. I've had another few clients who do it. There's a lot of healing modalities that can assist you. There's a new machine called Healy. I have a machine called Rife. There's another machine. Then there's muscle testing. There's Reiki. There's all types of healing modalities that can give you peace. But you can also give your peace, and that peace that you give yourself is freedom. That emotional freedom that you seek is, I am me and I am free. So all that is a metaphor. It's an affirmation. It means whatever it means to you. Now, what it means to me is, I am me and I am free. It means I'm no longer giving power to people, events, and situations from my past so that I'm not a victim. I'm not a victim of this. Now, the things I did to myself, being a drug addict, alcoholic, pathological liar, serial cheater, and these other situations, I hold myself responsible and accountable for those. I am accountable for the lies I told people. I am responsible for the things I did. I am responsible for selling drugs. I'm responsible for the DUIs, the public intoxications, the drug arrests, but I'm not ashamed of them. That's when you accept them. Acceptance is what starts to give you the freedom. Gratitude is what gives you the peace. Grateful that you're in a level of recovery, that you're not in your head all fucking day, overwhelmed, trying to control the future that hasn't happened. That's when you can really relax into the process and let go. Now, if you're trying to control an outcome that hasn't happened, that's worry. And then if you edify, I worry all the time. I'm a chronic worrier. My mother was worrying. I come from a family of worriers. Well, that's a conditioned behavior. It's not in the gene pool. It's not in the bloodlines. It's not in the DNA. It's not in the history. It's in the history of your family, but it's not the gene pool. So that's why if you say, I come from a long line of alcoholics, well, that's true, but those are about the events that shape the feelings. That's not the DNA. So alcohol is the drug of choice specifically in that genealogy, in that bloodline, but does not mean that everyone's addicted to it. What it means is that you can overcome your past. And you overcome your past by addressing it, understanding it, not worrying about it, accepting it, and then letting go. You have a very, very bright future. No matter what is going on, no matter who wins the election, no matter what happens, you're in command of your destiny as long as you're in command of your emotions. Now, as you learn to be in your body, as you learn to be here and now, as you learn to be aware, awake, as you learn to be in the present, as you learn to understand, as you learn to know, and as you learn to learn skill sets. Bob Campbell is one of my exceptional clients who's on the line right now, or he's on Facebook Live. Now, Bob and I have been the last several months and last several weeks, Bob's moving into a new skill set. Now, what's very interesting, Bob always had the skill set, but because of a circumstance that took him out of the flow of it, he's now re-engaging with something that he's passionate about, and he's also teaching another client of mine. He's mentoring another client on a skill set that he's mentoring himself on. I mean, that's what you do when you're a leader and a leader grower. You step into the power of that. And you stop telling yourself story. Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'm good enough. What if I make a mistake? What if I lose money? What if this doesn't happen? What if I call the girl and she doesn't accept it? What if I call the man and he turns me down? What if I embarrass myself? This is the analytical egoic mind, the lower self that continues to talk itself into an energy that says I'm not good enough. But when you are you and you are free, I am me, I am free. If you can, just get yourself a little post-it like this. I keep them right by my desk. This is a yellow post-it, obviously, and this is a Sharpie. I like to keep them right here like this. Just today, for yourself, write it out nice and neat. I am me, I am free. Put it on five different lines. I am me, I am free. Five lines. Write it on five lines, block letters, blue, black, green, Sharpie, whatever your color you have, and then post it somewhere. As a reminder, that becomes your affirmation for a day. I use that affirmation for years. I am me, I am free. I actually had a client. The gentleman was not a client. He saw me speak in 2000 in Los Angeles at a travel function where I was speaking for. It was interesting. It was the first time I ever spoke with Bob Proctor, Tom Hopkins, and Mark Victor Hansen. I was the new guy, the FNG, the freaking new guy. My table was over by the bathroom. There was 1,200 people while Proctor, Hansen, and Tom Hopkins' table was right there at the front door. Well, the FNG got the table over there. But this guy came over to me, and I'll show you the book. He came over to me, and he gave me this book. This was a doctor, I Am That I Am. Now, he gave me that book, and that's where I came up with I Am Me, I Am Free. Now, I'm sure other people said that long before me, so I don't own the statement. It's not trademarked. It's not registered or any of that. But I Am That I Am. Now, that book was never a bestseller. It's by Richard Michael, MD. There it is, I Am That I Am. But he gave me that book, and he wrote in there, "Dear Jeff, you're an incredible speaker. Best to you in 2000. I mean, that's what he wrote in there. So once again, that was a sign on the journey. I am that I am. And then from that, I went, I am me, I am free. So if you write that down, so it means whatever it means to you. But specifically what it means is it means you're free of the anxiety about the outcome that hasn't happened. It allows you to have more relaxed conversations with people. It allows you to write better content. It allows you to attract your reality, people and situations that empower you and empower others. If you read in Hawkins' book, Power versus Force. For those of you who have the book Power versus Force, I highly recommend you go back and just read the first five pages of chapter 8 today. Now, this is not homework. I'm not a professor. I don't give homework. I'm a soul having human experience. I'm an addiction success coach. But here's what I'm going to ask some of you to do, provided you'll volunteer for this. If you get a chance, go to Power versus Force in chapter 8. It's called The Source of Power. If you don't have the book, you can download it. And for, $2 or $3, you can buy the download. But chapter 8 is a very unique chapter. It's one of the most unique chapters I've ever read in all of the content I've ever read in 30-plus years. So here's what I ask you to consider. Go to chapter 8, read the first few pages of The Source of Power. Because Hawkins breaks down the separation between power and force. And the power, that's really what I am me, I am free is. And this type of power is not physical. It's not linear. There's no shape and there's no form to power. Power is etheric emotional energy. It's the power of love. It's the power of charisma. It is not the power of the analytical egoic mind. It's not the power. It's not. It has the mind that goes, this doesn't make sense. I can't make sense of this. Why does this always happen to me? So that's not power. That's force, because you're trying to force yourself to figure it out rather than allowing it. When you're in an allow space, you're allowing situations to happen. You're allowing yourself to let go. But if you keep saying, I don't know how to let go, this is really difficult, this is fucking difficult, this is hard, how do I do this, how do I? That's just the analytically going mind that stays in force. That's why the breath that you access, the abdominal breathing, that's what separates the neurons that wire and fire that form your feelings. There's a 22-minute video, it's been around for a while, it's been seen millions and millions of times by Dr. Joe Dispenza on a TED Talk. And that book, that video, is content from his book that he released in 2016 called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. Now, right after that book was written, Dispenza spoke for me in Fort Lee. You know, he spoke for me in Newark, New Jersey at the airport at the Marriott Hotel with 500 people. That's the last time that Dispenza spoke for me. But earlier, like a couple years prior to that, he had done a TED Talk. And in the TED Talk, he breaks down neurons that wire and fire. The movie What the Bleep, that's the first place I ever heard of Dispenza, that came out in 2005. One of my clients was an associate producer on that movie, Gwen Field, and she had met Dr. Joe. And she did a personal introduction for me to him. And then he ended up speaking for me the next year in Los Angeles. So if you go back and watch, there are cuts from the movie What the Bleep that he also covers that. So that'll give you more understanding of how the brain operates from how the body sends a signal, and then the medulla that has the reticular activating system, how it searches for a familiar feeling, and then they come together, they cluster, and then you're overwhelmed. Now, when you understand the simplicity of the brain and body, the mind-body connection, and you begin this separation, that's the freedom you seek. That's what takes you out of being in your head all day. That's what takes you from being overwhelmed. That's what keeps you in a dialogue with money that's not conducive to creating it. I have clients, there's a gentleman named David Price. I watched David go from one industry to where he's in another industry, and in a very, very short period of time, he reinvents himself to where he buys his first dream house. I mean, this is in a short period of time, like a couple of years. This can unequivocally happen to any one of you on today's call. Here's why. Because every single one of you, if you're watching this content, you either coached with me, you followed me, you've done your own effort long before you ever met me, you've been to a 12-step meeting, you've been to a 12-step group, you've read books, you've been in companies, you've listened to downloads, you've listened to podcasts, you're already on the journey. So that's that right there. That's called the cornerstone. So that's the cornerstone of your transformation. So this is the second cornerstone. That's what builds the foundation. But the cornerstone is what anchors the foundation. That's the strongest point of the structure. And that's what you've already done. You've already done that. Now, the next part of this is learning the mechanism of letting go. So all the information that you've collected, everything that you've done up to this date, everything you've done is still valid. The next piece of that component that will unequivocally allow you to break through is understanding the inner game of letting go. When I understood this myself, I went from $100,000 in credit card debt to a $462,000 year, from a $462,000 year to $1.2 million. And what happened was everybody that I had been looking for 7 years showed up in 28 months. That's the power of letting go and really understanding, because that changed my attractor factor. My skill set was there, but the emotional energy that I was transmuting was still, I'm not good enough. I'm not sure if I can pull this off. This is a lot of effort. I'm pissed off a lot. Why don't these fucking people perform? I can't believe how much effort I'm putting into it. Everyone's quitting. I mean, I'm working my ass off, and then I'm just getting in more and more debt. Companies are going out of business on me. Why does this happen? I mean, this was the inner dialogue while I'm trying. I'm positive. I'm a positive person. Well, that was the vanilla underneath the anger. So while I'm trying to seduce myself into being angry, I'm really very pissed off at all this effort I think I'm putting into it, and no one's performing to a set of standards. Now, see, that's exactly how I grew up. I could never perform to a set of standards because the target moved too much. I was recreating my past in sobriety, not really understanding I was a dry drunk. And when I started to really understand the mechanism of letting go, this is what happened. So if you're a day trader, or if you're on the Forex, or if you're an insurance broker, an insurance agent, or you're an internet marketer, you're a network marketer, this right here is called the quantum leap. It's like all of a sudden it clicks. That's the tumblers, the lock, they go 37 twice, 18 left once, 17 once, and then click. It means the tumblers line up. And so that's the breakthrough factor. And when that happens, it's a very magical, mythical situation. It's like a hazy wave comes over you, and all of a sudden you see your leads change. And all of a sudden, qualified buyers show up. All of a sudden, people, they want to buy from you instead of saying, I'd really like to hire you, but I don't have the money. The people that said they didn't have the money mythically, magically find it. It shows up for them too, some of them. And these are some of the people that become your best allies. There's a gentleman who's on my Facebook Live occasionally. His name is Daryl Snyder. When I met Daryl in 1996, he was absolutely living on a couch. He was living on his brother's couch. He was a broke motorcycle machine salesman. I started mentoring Daryl and my team. Daryl didn't even have the money to get started. I said, dude, if you want me to do three-way calls for you, you're going to have to buy this product, and I'm not buying it for you. I mean, championships aren't built on potential. I told him that. He thought I was mean to him at first. He thought I was a dick. He thought I was abrasive. No, I was clear. I wasn't anything. Daryl actually became $250,000 income earner. His entire life changed. He went on to become a major influencer, affluencer. You can find him on Facebook, DarylSnyder. He's an exceptional human being. He sends me videos. He sent me a video today, as a matter of fact. I've known Daryl for 25 plus years. He's one of my best friends, and all because I was able to challenge him to be the man he was capable of being. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I want to thank you for being on Facebook Live here on Tuesday afternoon, the last Tuesday of August. It's OMG, isn't it? It's like the last day of August. Remember back in March where we were still in a normal and all of a sudden situation happened? Well, we're now in August. So I live in California where we still cannot dine in a restaurant. We go up to the hostess stand and we put our mask on. We go to our table and we take our mask off. I mean, that is where I live, in beautiful California. It is one of those beautiful states in the United States. So I want to thank you for being on Facebook Live here this beautiful afternoon, the last Tuesday of August, the year of our Lord 2020. And so we have Labor Day coming up here very soon. That is going to be awesome. Have a great afternoon, everyone. And if you've not accessed a free 20-minute coaching call, I see there's a lot of new faces on today's Facebook Live here today. So if you have not accessed a free 20-minute coaching call and you at one point have considered hiring me to be your coach, feel free to go right up there. And how many of you noticed that Messenger, or your whole Facebook page changed? Go right up there to Facebook Messenger and send me a message, and I will return your request immediately. Have a great afternoon, everyone. Look forward to seeing you tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.